99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Camfield.
Hello, Camfield here. You know, I do Mountain Mornings weekdays between 6 and 9, but that means I got some free time afterwards, and I would like to publicly make myself available as a Bath & Body Works consultant, because, you know, I consider myself a scented candle enthusiast, and I enjoy the work of Bath & Body Works. But they've taken a new candle off the shelves. They debuted Pizza and Ranch last month, but already it's gone because it was making people gag. You see what I mean? A bunch of execs didn't sit around in a boardroom and try it first. As a general rule, if you don't like scents that are too sweet, you need to stay away from the candles that are named after food, or the ones that sound like they could be drag queens, because the drag queen ones have got fun names, but the scent is too much. Strawberry pound cake, pumpkin pecan waffles, peach Bellini. You see what I mean? You know, I'm very excited for driverless cars to arrive here, because it'll be like being in Knight Rider. I know some people are very nervous, but they are in other parts of the states. And I don't know that this story is going to fill you with hope if you're a bit apprehensive about getting in a car that is self-driving. Waymo, the company who've made the taxis that are currently in California, are paying people $24 an hour to go close the doors on the cars. Because apparently passengers have been leaving them ajar, and then the vehicles won't move unless the doors are closed, which means that some of the cars have been blocking traffic. Yeah. I mean, the thing here is, this is still very demeaning and a bit scary for humans in terms of how advanced AI is becoming. Because this is a car that can drive itself on the freeway, but our job as humans is to turn up and occasionally close its door. There's been a bizarre gardening accident in the world of Foo Fighters. Well, I don't think really there has been. I think, you know, they're just paying a homage to Spinal Tap. But their guitarist, Pat Smear, is going to miss a few shows, including one next week, which is a big deal because it's in LA and it's for Dave Grohl's birthday and they're raising money for charity. But he has broken his left foot, Pat Smear has. Now, some people are asking why Pat Smear can't appear on stage in the throne that Dave Grohl used. Because I can't remember if he broke his foot or his leg, but there was some kind of injury like that for Dave. And, you know, the show went on. Well, I think it would be because if Pat Smear was in the throne, then all the attention would be on Pat Smear. And when it comes to Foo Fighters, it very much is the Dave Grohl show, isn't it? But, you know, Pat Smear might want to be slightly concerned for how long he's going to be out of action, because Dave Grohl's not shy when it comes to replacing band members. How much does your dentist cost you, let's say, across a year? Because I think I might need to find a new one. The current dentist I've been going to for about a year, and I don't think I've been in their surgery and had them cost me anything less than $500. But they are constantly all about upselling me. I went yesterday for just a regular teeth clean, right? And they started by suggesting that I should come in for a teeth clean every 3 months rather than 6 months. And we're going through all these different things. By the time I left, they were suggesting that I need to have one tooth out and get an implant to replace it, and that I should investigate something called a gum graft, where they take tissue from the roof of my mouth and place it on my gums to treat gum recession. And they reckon that I need this around about three of my bottom teeth. By the time I left, they gave me a pricing list of everything that they were recommending that I should get done. And it was going to come out to about 20 grand as a cost to me. And I left with this pricing thinking, have I just been to the dentist or a plastic surgeon? I've been looking at what psychics are predicting for 2026. And if you listen regularly, you'll know psychics, I think it's all garbage. And if you look at mostly what they're saying, it's all stuff that's just vague and maybe slightly obvious. Job losses, global conflicts. Interestingly, some are predicting that we will have alien contact this year. Now, that is intriguing because, you know, that's something that is a little more specific. And I was especially looking at the predictions of Baba Vanga. Have you seen her, the Bulgarian psychic? A lot of people really pay attention to what she predicted, because depending on how you interpret her predictions, people believe that she predicted 9/11 and Chernobyl and the death of Princess Diana. Although, on the Diana thing specifically, Baba Vanga died in 1996. Princess Diana was killed in 1997. Are you telling me that Baba Vanga couldn't have put a call into Buckingham Palace and said, "Don't take the tunnel"? It's a great day for Applebee's. They are kicking off the new year with $6 cocktails and a new cheese-dipped burger. The burger is served in a sizzling skillet of melted cheese. Mm-mm. You know, I love most things that come in skillets, mostly because in England, nothing does. In fact, I don't think I knew what a skillet was until I moved to America. This is another one of these examples where I'm going to tell you, you don't know how good you've got it here. I mean, in England, everything is just served on a, you know, on a traditional China plate, along with a China tea set, you know, like the royal family would have. So that's one thing that's going on for the new year. The other thing is Girl Scout cookie season has kicked off and people are quite excited about Explore Mores, which is the new flavour of cookie that's meant to taste like Rocky Road ice cream. I tell you, to be quite honest, I don't really want a cheese-dipped burger or any Girl Scout cookies, but I think this is great. Sticks encouraging people to give up on their New Year's resolutions, because I'm telling you, so far this week, my gym has been way too crowded. Thank you for starting your Thursday with The Mountain. I know mornings are busy, so if you missed anything today, don't forget we podcast the newsy bits of the show now, because no one covers more serious news than this show. I think you'll find that is an actual fact, and you can consider yourself fully newsed if you access the podcast, where you can listen to all of the news stories in a very succinct format. It's at 995themountain.com or wherever you get podcasts. Just search for Ian Camfield. Do you want to get together for a fun Friday? All right, I'll be back tomorrow from 6.